Today's message is sponsored to Your Next Level by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Acts the 18th chapter and verse, let's start at verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord. But we got to add this addendum to it, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard — Aquila and Priscilla were pastors. We know this because later Paul says, greet Aquila and Priscilla and the church that's in their house. Aquila and Priscilla, when they heard him, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace, or believed the message of grace. Grace, that salvation now is through grace, not works. Look at this, verse 28, still talking about Apollos. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Now, let me give you a little bit more background here and explain this. Aquila and Priscilla are pastors, New Testament, New Way, Jesus believing, Holy Spirit baptized, Spirit filled pastors, preachers and teachers of the Word of God. For those you don't know who have not been through our membership class, somebody say, well, where did the co-pastor thing come from? Why both of them? Well, our scriptural model for what we do and how we do ministry comes from that verse right there. Aquila and Priscilla. Whenever you see Aquila, you see Priscilla. And whenever you see Priscilla, you see Aquila. Sometimes they mention Aquila and Priscilla. And sometimes they have the encounter and they mention as Priscilla and Aquila. You get that later. Okay. So they were a team. They were a couple team. They were ministry team, and they were traveling, and they came by Ephesus, and they saw this guy Apollos. Now Apollos had it going on. We see that in verse 25. He was instructed in the way of the Lord. He knew the scriptures. Okay, up until the scriptures that he knew. You ever see people? They know a lot of scriptures, but not the right ones. They use the scripture all out of context. You know. He was mighty in the scriptures. He knew the way of the Lord. He was fervent in spirit. So he had passion. He had zeal. When he taught or when he preached, he wasn't boring. He could hold the attention of an audience. He had charisma. He was fervent in spirit. And he taught diligently, and he wasn't slack concerning his teaching. He was diligent. He showed up. He taught his class when he was supposed to teach it. He studied what he knew to study, and he was diligent in the things of the Lord. But then we add this, knowing only the baptism of John. So now in the baptism of John, we got to go back up to the beginning of the gospel. What was the baptism of John? John the Baptist came as a precursor, as a advanced man, as the hype man. There you go, young people. For Jesus. So before Jesus came on, John the Baptist was out there getting the crowd ready. He said, there's coming one after me who's mightier than I, whose shoelaces I'm not even worthy to get down and untie. He's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. And he was preaching this. He had a 6-month ministry. How long? 6 months. He was born for a 6-month ministry. He was born. He was You couldn't begin ministry in the Jewish religion, in their sect, until you were 30. So he couldn't be recognized as a rabbi, as a teacher, until you're at least 30. So he's born 30. He starts his ministry, a six-month ministry. He's 6 months older than Jesus. Remember Elizabeth? When Mary finds out she's pregnant, she goes, Elizabeth is in her 6 month. That's his cousin. Okay? So John the Baptist is Jesus' second cousin. And his whole purpose, tell people, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. One day Jesus comes. And John the Baptist, God speaks to him and says, this is the one. This Bible said, he hears a voice from heaven. He saw a dove come down him. Bible says later that he gives witness to that, that he indeed was the one. But Apollos only knew the message that Jesus was coming. He preached John's baptism, and John baptized people to repent because Jesus is about to show up in the earth. Are y'all with me here? So when it says he preached fervently, knowing only John's baptism, he's at least 50 years behind. He still got AOL. Every time he go on, try to get on the internet, he hear any of y'all remember that? Young people don't remember that, because now you just press a button on your phone. But we first get on the, we used to go on the internet. That was a major ordeal when the, you know. Some of y'all remember, I used to have CompuServe. That was way back. There was no pictures on the screen, just letters, white letters on a black screen. And you call yourself, you were talking to somebody. It was an amazing thing. Okay? So he doesn't realize that there's an iPhone 6 Plus now. He still got a flip phone, y'all. No offense to my older members. Because I know some of us older young people, we still carry flip phones. They be proud of that thing, too. I got my brother-in-law, Pastor Marcy's sister's husband. Just to let you know where he come from. Every time we go up there, And he'll see us on the phone. He said, what? Y'all just do everything on that phone. My Uncle Bishop Bailey says, boy, he said, that phone's a computer, huh? You can do everything on that phone. And then they always take up that little, they take up the Star Trek phone, which looked like. And they flip. He said, little, all I need to do is just call a number and talk. I don't need to be doing nothing else. John the Baptist. Apollos is still using a flip phone. So Aquila and Priscilla see him and say, man, this guy is good. He's eloquent. He's articulate. He's fervent. He has a good anointing on him. He's charismatic. He knows some scriptures. He could really, really be good if he knew what he was talking about and downloaded Jesus 5.0. So they took him, verse 25, instructed, they took him, where verse 1 go? Verse 26, they took him unto them. They took him and he mentored him and expounded unto him the way of God more what? Perfectly. They caused him now to operate at a high level. The subject of this message today is simply a sponsor to your next level. A sponsor to your next level. I stumbled across this point on my way up to the upstate last week. I had a message that I preached at Pastor Lenny Gaines' church. I preached a message called Going to the Next Level, and I had 4 points. And on the way up there, the Lord gave me this point. God said, you need a sponsor to your next level. Now, let me just, without going to the whole message about the next level, just understand it, is that. It's the next level. Many times when we hear the next level, we really think of the ultimate level. But the next level is not the ultimate level. The next level is the next level. Because people talk, I'm going to the next level. Like there will never be another level to go to. No, when going to the next level is the next level. If you're in the kindergarten, what's the next level? First grade. If you're in the third grade, what's the next level? Fourth grade. If you're in high school, what's the next level? College. Okay? If you got a bachelor's, what's the next level? Master's. When you got a bachelor's, the next level is not a doctorate. I don't care what these universities tell you. Get your doctorate online in 1 year, even without a bachelor's. Okay? You're skipping some steps there. It seems like it's a whole lot of stuff you don't know. Okay? How many of y'all would want a neurosurgeon who said, well, I didn't have to go to medical school because I was able to see that thing online. There ain't nothing wrong with online, because online ain't no joke. But certain things you can't skip levels in. That's my point I'm trying to make there. Because if you skip levels, you're going to miss them. So the next level is just that. It's the next level. I was, some of our staff, and next year remind me, is every August, and those of you who are forward thinking people, those of you who believe that the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement, I should have let all of you know about it, but we've been going now for the last 3 or 4 years to the to a simulcast of Bill Hybels' Global Leadership Summit, and it always inspires us. And one of the speakers named Greg Groeschel, who is really the original brain behind multiple campuses via satellite. He said something. He gave 5 points. He said just take one of these things. He said, if you try to do everything you wrote down in this conference, you'll get nothing done. But if you leave and say, I'm going to do this one thing. And they said that as a leader, if we can just become 5% better than we were this year, your organization, your life will be drastically different just by becoming 5% better. In other words, we all want to go to the ultimate level, but we got to get to the next level. Are y'all listening to me? And so there's a next level in your career. There's a next level in your mental development. There's a next moment. There's a next level in your communication. There's a next level in your marriage. Amen. A lot of y'all see marriages that folks been married 30 years and you've been married 2. And how come why don't we get along like they do? They've learned not to let everybody see they don't get along. You just haven't learned to be couth with this thing. You argue in public all the time. Okay. There's another level. There's another level. I don't care what nobody says. There's no perfect marriages because there's no perfect people. There's no perfect church because there's no perfect people. And just when you think you done joined it, you just messed up our church because you here. Why? Because there's no perfect people. And all of us got some imperfection. So we all got to go to the next level. Aquila and Priscilla brought Apollos and and taught him the way of God so he can go to the next level in his ministry. To preach the word of God, it says, notice it did not say perfectly, verse 26. They expound the way unto him of God, what? He didn't say perfectly. He said what? More perfectly. Going to the next level. The next level. And I want you to know that throughout your life, if you're going to get to the next level, God's going to use people to help you get to the next level. There are sponsors to your next level. Now, a sponsor in this context that I'm speaking of is someone that God uses to open up a door. Sponsor is someone that God uses to put you in a place or sit you in a room that you otherwise would not be in. Open up a door that you could not have pried open by yourself. A sponsor in this context is one who gives you a reference or an endorsement that causes others to receive you. Notice it says verse 27, and when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the next time he went into Achaia, they gave him some license. And they said, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciple to receive him. They gave him an endorsement. They said, we can speak for him now because we know the school he's been to. We know we've taught him. We know now he's operating at another level. And we encourage you to receive him and listen to what he has to tell you. Aquila and Priscilla sponsored him educationally. I believe they sponsored him in some intangibles, and then they sponsored him in terms of giving him a reference and endorsement that caused others to receive him. A sponsor also can give you counsel and advice, listen to me, that's going to propel you into your divine destiny. That's why you cannot despise people and despise relationships. You cannot despise people and despise relationships. I don't want to go into this because this is something that's really dear to me because I see people who just don't get this. And the biggest thing that will cause you to mess up a relationship that God connects you with is offense. Is offense. Talking to Minister CJ Carnell Johnson yesterday, and he said something. He didn't get this from me. I don't know what we got, but he said he called me Pop. He said, Pop, I often say when people get offended, when they get an offense, they put up a fence around themselves. Nobody can get in. And I ain't coming out. I'm staying to myself. I ain't gonna be bothered with these Hebrews. Ninevites. Okay? We put up a fence. But the problem with putting up a fence, it locks you in and it locks the right people out. I often say this, when people get offended, they get off and ended. They get off and ended. I've been in offense, even with my spiritual leaders. I had to work that thing through because I know that I can't cut this relationship off because of offense. I knew I had to work it out. And I saw other people who were offended, who wanted to talk to me about their offense. I said, know what? I don't need to talk to you because I'm trying to work this thing out. The last thing I need to do is talk to you. Know what I found out? A friend of mine said this to me, and then I started watching it. A lot of times when you see these people seem like randomly come home talking about wanting a divorce, they're hanging around people who are getting divorced. They talking to people who just got divorced and say, girl, you be all right. You know, it's over, man. They're around people who in some kind of way, either directly, indirectly, encouraging them. And so a lot of times when you get offended, you need to get around somebody who helped you get over the fence and rather than sympathizes with you in your offense. Because let me tell you this, another thing. I'm giving you so many messages here in one. What you're offended by is a measure of your maturity. What you're offended by is a measure of your maturity. If some KKK member call me some crazy name, I can. What, you don't know? I can say, man, he's really ignorant. Going about my business. It's really sad for him to not know what a great person I am and what a blessing I can be in his life. Okay, if a person is insane, talking all out their head and saying to you, I'll kill you, and you know they just didn't take their meds today. I'm not being funny right now. You know they're diagnosed as having some type of mental condition and it's obvious they're off their meds. And they say something crazy and you get in there, no, go ahead, do it then. Come on, do it. Aren't you looking just as crazy as them? Offense is a measure of your maturity. The greater your maturity, the less you get offended. And the quicker you work through it. Oh, y'all quiet on me now. Know why marriages stay together? Because people have learned to get over the offense by their husband and by their wife. That's why marriages stay together. Those who don't know how to get over offense, I can't believe he ain't going to talk to me. I'm off. I'm out. The more mature you are, the quicker you get over offense. Some, oh, this is so good. Some of y'all got to go to the next level. regarding how quickly, how easy you get offended. Got to go to the next level. You're going to have to get, you're going to have to get some tougher skin. Now, that doesn't mean anybody should just voluntarily go around offending people. No, the Bible says the perfect man, he says, he who does not offend in word, that's the perfect man. Whatever God has called you to do, or whatever God desires for you to be, he will give you sponsors. Sponsors arise out of relationships or sometimes just from supernatural favor. So a sponsor can be someone with whom you have a relationship through mentoring, on your job, a family member, someone you meet. Or a sponsor can be somebody who you just come into supernatural favor with. They don't know why they're doing it, but you know God used them to open up that door. Okay. First time I flew first class, I had a sponsor, y'all. I was sitting in coach, as I always flew back then. They had no first class money, nor did I have miles enough to get first class. And I'm sitting there, but I just have this. And this is me. Generally speaking, I've read this years ago. I'm an old stickler about some things. This is me personally. Pastor Mark can tell you just about every time I travel, I dress. If I'm not in business, I'm at least business casual. I ain't traveling with flip-flops and T-shirt. Because you never know when you're going to need service. I'm trying to help some of y'all. And the people get the service are people who look like they demand service. I'm just trying to help y'all. Y'all do what you want to do. Okay? And so at a minimum, I usually have, I may have a sports jacket on or whatever. Even if I got jeans, I got sports jacket on, shoes, whatever. And so I'm sitting there and a woman is walking. And it ain't because I got so many miles. She's walking through. And she's looking at different people. And she stops. She looks at me. She says, "Sir, we have some extra seats in first class. Would you like to go to first class?" I said, "Oh, for real? For real? Oh, y'all know I didn't do that." I said, "Of course." Grabbed my, and I went and sat there, first class. So these seats are better. People tell you ain't no difference first class. It is. Ain't no difference first class and back there. It's a difference. I sat there and said, "Sir, what would you like to drink?" I said, "What are you serving?" Maybe it's my day to be introduced to some champagne. I don't know. "What you serving?" Then I sat there and I looked at the young man next to me and said, "Sir, can you please pass the gray poupon?" I think we were going to my son Tyler's graduation or something he was having up in Hampton, and we took one of his friends with us, and I, some kind of way we all got in first class. And so they asked for something to drink. And so they came and said, "Well, what'd you like to drink?" He said, "You got any sweet tea?" I said, "Boy, I ain't got no sweet tea. No sweet tea in first class. No sweet tea in first class. Just telling y'all now, ain't no sweet tea. First class." But that was a random encounter. You're watching me here. Just through what we think are happenstances or a coincidence, I got promoted. In that instance, to another level. You don't know who's going to bless you. That's why you got to learn to be nice to everybody. You sweet to everybody. God, you don't know who is going to bless you and who God can give you favor with, even in a moment, to do something nice for you that's going to take you to the next level. Sponsors arise out of relationships or just from supernatural favor. The Bible said Jesus increased in knowledge and in favor. And wisdom, stature, wisdom and favor with God and man. He increased physically. He increased mentally. That's wisdom. And he increased in favor. That's the supernatural element on his life with God and man. Look at John, the first chapter, verse 32 through 34. Jesus' ministry was both initiated and maintained by sponsors. somebody God raised up to help him. Use their power, their ability, their influence to help him to the next level of what he needs to do for his ministry.
Getting to your next level will require persistence and help. Just as Naomi helped Ruth to get to her next level, God will raise up someone to sponsor you to your next stage in life. Dr. Herbert Bailey encourages you to receive the person and help that will propel you to your next level. Order this two-part series today for your love gift of $10 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Sponsor to Your Next Level. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1501 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at www.rightdirection.info. Or call us toll free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.